Horton, just to be aware, and for neighbours, just keeping an eye out for vulnerable people, people going around. If you look today in the paper there, you see a guy who was going around, he got 10 months in prison, he was posing as a plainclothes guarder, calling into people, and he had been in Donegal, and he had called to a number of older people living in isolated areas, so it's nice to see the like of that will have been tidied up and put it behind bars for us for a period, whether it'll have any effect or not. And the case in Donegal, he was a member of the guards before lunchtime, and afterwards he was a health board official, you know, so this is what they do. If you do a couple of bits and pieces, keep an eye out. If there's cars or vans moving around, particularly rural areas at the time of year offering goods and services, be wary of them. A lot of them are just gathering information, they're gathering intelligence. They'll take the opportunity to commit crime. They offer it on a basis of intimidation, fear and terror. So we all have a place in our community, and people that are out and about and physically able to do things, no harm just to check on these guys that are moving around, write down their number, bring it into your local 24-hour station, Garda station, and it could be of great interest to them. Then we have the text alert system. If we get information in, that's of use, and a lot of times we get information and it's not of much use or has no evidential value or no item of interest to us.
But you're happy to filter it all the same?
We will filter it out. If we get it in, we'll certainly filter it out. And we've had cases where cars have been tracked over good long distances.